Blog Talk Radio.
Great day. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and holistic advocate. We are live here on My New Peace Radio. We are also live on YouTube, as well as this week we are on New Peace Wellness with Natasha, which is on Facebook. It is my ministry page, and we are doing something a little different. So we are inviting our Facebook family in on the holistic love. And just want to read our disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. And always remember, if there is a medical emergency, make sure you contact 911 or your primary care physician, depending on what the situation is. We are dealing with holistic health, and this week is no different. September 1st, so this is kicking off Self-Care Awareness Month. And we definitely are into self-care because, for one, I have mine. I don't know if that can be seen. Well, Selflessly Selfish, the hashtag, you can just search it, and that way you'll be able to see everything, and maybe I'll be able to get into the screen correctly so that you can see it in just a moment. But we want to make sure that you know who I am. If you don't know, I am a healing evangelist and holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse dis-ease, big part of self-care, by creating a self-healing machine, which we are already created to do so. I just assist you in getting the tools to make sure you are doing what it takes in order to transform your body. So I'm also an author of 4 self-empowerment books, and you can get all of that information at any of the links listed in the description. Or you can just go directly to natashalbrown.com or whathappentoyourlastmeal.com. Either of those sites, you can get more information on me as well as the books that I have written. So if you are on Facebook and you have not liked New Peace Wellness with Natasha, go ahead and like it. If you are on YouTube, go ahead and click subscribe and then click the bell so that you can get updates and notifications so that you'll know when I am going live, as well as you can contact and connect with me at any of the other social medias in the description. So the topic for this week, and we are sticking with self-care since it is Self-Care Awareness Month. Who loves you, baby? Right? Who loves you? Do you know who loves you? Who loves you? Do you love yourself? Let me ask that question first of all. Do you love yourself? And many times we say yes, and when I go out and teach, and I ask that question, everybody raise their hand. Do you love yourself? Raise your hand if you love yourself. Everybody raises their hand, right? So when I ask, how do you know or what do you do to show yourself you love yourself? Usually the hands kind of dissipate, and what begins to happen is people think about it. What am I doing to show that I love myself? Now, you know, if you do a little research, it does not specifically say biblically that we should love ourselves. But a big scripture that always comes up and people love to use in certain situations when it comes to interacting with people is love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's just paraphrased. So there is a whole, if you read that in context, it definitely makes a big difference because of the simple fact of what was going on. It was 2 commandments, the most important that Christ was talking about, and that was the second one. So the big point out of that, especially when people want to say that, you know, if you call yourself a Christian and this, that, and the other, they pull that scripture out. So when they pull that scripture out, you have to be mindful. It says, as you love yourself. Now, if we don't love ourselves, then we are not going to effectively love others. And many times we are over-loving others and not loving ourselves enough. So there has to be some balance, and we will talk about that as we go throughout the month. But what I wanted to make sure that we understood that if you love yourself well, then you can love others well. And some things that you can do to love yourself, and definitely put it in the comments, what do you do on a daily basis some people may have a weekly ritual or a monthly ritual or even just things they do on the weekend. But what do you do daily to show yourself you love yourself? And you may not even realize it's something that you do to show yourself that you love yourself, getting that favorite drink, favorite food, doing something that you like to do, reading a book, going outside, going to the park. All of that stuff is self-care. So self-care techniques come in many forms, and there is such a thing as a self-care kit or toolbox, and that would be a box, a literal box of your favorite things, plain and simple. You can search it and go based on what other people are saying that you should put in it, but what is it that's going to make you happy? What's going to help you relax? What's going to calm you in a stressful situation? You know, you may be in an intense situation, and just thinking about that box, it brings you down a couple of notches. So keep in mind, put in the your self-care toolkit or box, whatever will make you happy. Whatever will bring you joy, whatever will bring you peace, what is going to get you into a relaxed state, what instantly gets you into a relaxed state. Even music, some people may have a playlist that they play in order to calm them down and get them into a zen state. So what is it that you're doing? All right, so a few things that you can keep in mind. Make a date with yourself. Yes, date yourself. Whether you're married or single, you want to date yourself. You want to be comfortable with being by yourself, with yourself, being able to listen to the quiet, or if you're out, you know, when the theaters open back up, you can go to the movies, or you can watch a movie at home and set it up as a theater. Go out on a lunch or dinner date. Go to your favorite, whatever is open in your area, and participate in that. Whatever you enjoy, make a date with yourself. Getting appropriate amount of sleep. You know, that's a big one for me. I love it. Definitely all of the things that we normally talk about is going to be something that you are going to be able to show yourself self-care. But just keep in mind, a big one is making sure that you are getting restful sleep, just not enough sleep, but restful sleep. You want to make sure you are sleeping the correct amount of hours so that when you wake up the next day, you are ready to take on the day and move forward in a way that is going to glorify the God in you. So definitely keep that in mind, making sure you get restful sleep. And having a sleep ritual, that could be part of your self-care kit as well. What is it that you do before you go to bed? What is it that you do to get yourself in the routine and let your body know, let your brain alert your body to know that you are getting ready to go to bed? Do you have a set time that you go to bed? That definitely makes a difference as well. Also, you want to make sure you are creating family time, spending time with those that you love, whether it's your blood family or good, you know, close friends. Spending time with family definitely will bring about a reduction in stress. It definitely, well, depending on the family. But you know which family members you need to be spending time with, right, to get the relaxed state, not to get you into a stress mode. And then sometimes, you know, setting those boundaries is part of self-care, knowing when to say no and sticking to it, not feeling bad about saying no. If you're not able to do it right now, you're not able to do it right now. And sometimes people do not respect that. They don't want to honor that. But it is a big thing when you are able to say no and mean it. No. N-O, no. Put a period behind it and keep going. You don't have to explain why. And try to do it. If you do it enough, you practice it enough, you'll get out of feeling guilty about doing it. So those are just a few tips. Candles, essential oils, taking a bubble bath with your favorite scent, all of those things are a great way to make sure that you are practicing self-care. And that quiet time. Not just dating yourself, but time spent daily, multiple times a day. If you schedule it appropriately, you can just sit quietly and listen. Listen for what God is telling you, where he's directing you. Sometimes you can get the very answer you need during that quiet time. So definitely keep in mind that self-care is vital for our everyday life. And it will help a lot of the situations where you have people road rage, people going quote-unquote postal. All of that you can cut down on when you are practicing self-care. And it's definitely a practice because many times we get into situations where we're not sure what we should be doing for ourselves. We're so overwhelmed that we've given out to others so much that we don't know how to care for ourselves. So it is definitely important to know how to love yourselves. And if you are just joining us, thank you so much for joining us. I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist and healthcare and holistic advocate, and as well as an author, and you are listening to My New Peace Radio. We are live this week on New Peace Wellness with Natasha on Facebook, as well as YouTube, which we do weekly, and My New Peace Radio, which is at mynewpeace.com, and you can pick us up weekly there in order to listen to our live broadcast. And we are here every Tuesday morning. All right. Just a few more tips we want to give out. And self-care is a big thing, whether we are practicing it or not. And sometimes you're not practicing it, so this is a good time to do it. Hopefully over the past several months, especially during the lockdowns and shut-ins, you began to practice and take care of yourself more than you probably were doing before. And if you did not change that routine, then shame on you. It's time to get started loving yourself so that you can pour out and do what it is. And sometimes, you know, we think we're fine, but you don't want to get to a state of burnout where your body just breaks down with illness and dis-ease to let you know that it's time for you to take a break. Now, I'm sure we are all mature enough to know when we are tired, when we need to move forward, when it is that we need to just stop and focus on me. That me time is definitely important. So just a few things, again, with that self-care kit or toolbox, you want to make sure you have something that will stimulate your sight, your smell, your taste, your sound, touch. A lot of that sensory practice is really good, as well as make sure you have activities you do in order to show yourself that love. And it makes a big difference. You can get something extravagant as well as something as simple as a loofah. If scrubbing and bubbling up during a bath or shower is your thing, then just get that. A nice scent of lotion or body spray, whatever it is that you like, get those things, focus on those things, and make sure you practice those things on a daily basis. So what we want to make sure that we do always, always, is holistic health. And as I work with my clients, what I always do is we find out what the root cause is. It's good to have a goal, a holistic goal, but how did you get to where you are needing to get to that goal, whether it's weight loss, whether it's bringing down your blood pressure, bringing up your blood pressure, bringing down your blood sugar, bringing up your blood sugar, getting your cholesterol numbers in order. Just whatever it's going to take to align your body is what we focus on. Mind, body, spirit, emotions, all of that plays a large part. That's why holistically, as a healing evangelist, I focus on the entire being, not just one part. So knowing that you are eating live food on a regular basis, several times a day, because you want to give your body life, you want to put that nutrition in the body, as well as making sure you are hydrating with spring water if you're not detoxing or cleansing. Half your weight in ounces, a gallon or more of water. And you know whether you need more water or not, whether you're honest with yourself or not. If you drink a gallon of water a day for the next 7 days, you'd be able to see a major difference in your body, even in your bowel movements and your urine. You want to make sure that your urine is clear and that your bowel movements are frequent. If you're eating several meals a day, you want to have several bowel movements a day, and that's another story. But elimination is definitely self-care, and we will definitely focus on it. And it's not just the body eliminating things. It's your environment as well. So keep that in mind as we go over the next couple of weeks. Also, you want to make sure you are moving. Exercise is definitely something you want to do as far as your body is concerned. Loving your body is going to be vital. Also, you want to make sure that you are getting that restful sleep like we talked about. And those are the big five that I deal with on a regular basis because it makes a big difference as to how you interact with your body and your being. So this week we talked about self-care, and we will talk about it each Tuesday for the next several weeks, just in different facets and different forms to let you know what it is that you need to be doing and how to make your body the self-healing machine it was created to be. And so this has been My New Peace Radio, and we will be here every Tuesday on YouTube as well as at mynewpeace.com, which is our link for the radio show directly. So definitely this week on New Peace Wellness with Natasha was just a treat. We may do it again. We may not. We will see. So always, always, always remember that I love you and that self-love, self-compassion, and this week, this month, self-care is your superpower. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.